I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Gwen Friss. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Steve.
Gwen, let's start with Friday as we head into the weekend. An interesting political event happening. A couple of well-known candidates will be debating, a couple of candidates from a different era.
Well, that's right, because you may have heard, I think everyone may have heard, that there's a lot of interest these days in Alexander Hamilton because of a certain show on Broadway, which it's impossible to get tickets to. So what we are doing here on the Cape is there's a one-day university in which Hamilton, the first U.S. Secretary of State, is going to debate Jefferson. And we're going to see about that rivalry that shaped America. It's actually acted out, and it's at Barnstable High School. And there's information on how you can sign up ahead of time. And the only thing I have to say is I wouldn't expect any rapping. I don't think it's going to be in that kind of a presentation.
But if you are looking for some music, you've got a good event for us on Friday.
Absolutely. Head down to Truro, because the Wailers, who once played alongside Bob Marley, the king of reggae, are in town. And, you know, they've been busy in the years since. So they've played with several big bands, Stevie Wonder and Carlos Santana. And they are playing at the Payomet Performing Arts Center in Truro on Friday.
Horse lovers have something to look forward to this weekend, huh?
They certainly do. Have you seen this show, Steve?
I have not seen this. It sounds fascinating.
I saw it years ago, and it really was. There is a troop of horses, Lipizzaners, who come from Austria to visit the Cape, and they have three shows this weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they're majestic to look at, but the performance, the things that these horses can do, and the coordination of the entire show is an amazing thing to see. That's at the Upper Cape Regional High School in Bourne.
Gwen, on Saturday, food lovers may want to head to the Cape Cod Fairgrounds.
Okay, but the organizers of the Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival are saying three rules. Don't eat breakfast, leave your diet at home, and also, if you have elastic waist pants, this might be the day. So what happens is food trucks from all over New England are coming. There'll be a wide range of styles and culinary treats to try. It's at the noon to 5 p.m. at the Cape Cod Fairgrounds. They've been here before, but it continues to be a popular event. And you can actually read about it. It's the cover story in Cape Week this week.
And Gwen, tell us about the Cornbread Festival that's happening.
Well, this is at the Stony Brook Grist Mill in Brewster, and I just love the idea that they actually are still making organic cornbread, serving it with raspberry butter. It's free for a taste. You can then buy some to bring home if you want to, but this could be a personal preference of mine, but I think cornbread's a kind of cool thing.
And also on Saturday in Wellfleet, there's a very special kind of festival.
It is a very special thing. It's the second annual, and it's the Wellfleet Porch Fest 2016. It's a musical tour from 2 to 4 on Saturday in Wellfleet, and it's a self-guided walking musical tour. It's about a mile long. It goes through pretty much the center of town, and it features 20 acoustic groups on 20 porches. I love the idea because we're always trying to say, you know, get off the back decks and out onto the front porches.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for Cape Week Summer Magazine. Gwen Friss, thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend, Steve.